Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. It's a Thursday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Sepultime Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin Keith, along with Wylo News Director Ken Harmon, joining us on the phone. Scott Shoemaker, City Chief for the Frankfort City Police Department. Scott, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing super this morning.
Good.
Doing good, yes.
I'm starting to get caught up on my sleep. That's why I can say that. Thanks to the meeting Monday night. So have you got everything packed up and ready to go to for your, you're getting ready for your move?
Yeah, we're packed. Yeah, we're packed up. No, I wish. We are still working on that. You know, Monday night we had to move forward with the building corporation to oversee the building. Bonds and the construction. So we're working on that this week, getting signatures and setting that in motion.
Is there anything that you might have to do that you maybe not look? I hate to say not looking forward to, but like concerned what they've found downtown. Do you think you might find something in the dirt or whatever out there? Of course, you don't know.
You know, I hope not. I've been downtown for the last 2 weeks, and even this morning, you know, they're finding. You know, pipes 4 foot in the ground that have been there for who knows when, nobody has a record of, and trying to go back and forth about who's going to cut it open to see what's in it. And so I think that's part of the slowdown with getting that intersection open at Jackson Walnut. So hopefully Friday afternoon at some point that this road is opened up.
I was going to say, since you've been downtown so much, what have you really noticed what's going on down there besides just a lot of digging and who knows what all else is going on? How do you think everybody's handling it as well?
You know, we were just talking about it this morning. I think most of our local people are calm and chill about it. A lot of our semis coming through and out-of-towners are not. Apparently, our stop signs are different in Frankfort than anywhere else in the world, and they're not... We're not utilizing the stop signs, you know, and I get it coming off a highway where you never kind of stop, you know, much, but, and then you get in here and a lot of our crashes have been from failing to yield, for another vehicle or disregarding a stop sign. And so, and then the semis are making turns on roads that, even the best semi driver probably, couldn't make. So we've had poles hit, fire hydrants hit, yards just, you know, damaged, and
I've seen the yard. I've seen one of the yards has been ripped up pretty good. So,
yeah, and that's why I've been down there trying to get. We've been spending a lot of overtime for traffic because we're trying to keep semis off streets they don't need to be, and apparently signs don't work. So
right.
We, an officer and ticket writing, if we have to. We hate to do that, but you know, we've had semis drive past every possible road closed sign.
Mm-hmm.
And try to turn into the jail, you know, the small little drive on the west side of the jail. We've had semis, wide loads, try to coming to the intersection and then have to back up all the way down Jackson Street. So it's been fun, but we're hoping to get that open because guess what? We're closing Washington Avenue Friday or Monday.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the other thing of it is that, you know, one of the problems this town does have is that the intersections, I don't really care which one you want to talk about, they're not very wide to make a lot of turns in most of those places.
They're not, and that's why our biggest concern is we're trying to keep trucks. The things we did last week is basically, if you had noticed, this is probably the worst detour designation that I've seen in my lifetime. The semis coming from Indianapolis on 421 or southbound from Logansport area have no indication that Frankfort is, the road is closed in Frankfort.
Oh, gee.
And so when we realized that on Monday or Tuesday last week, it took us 3 to 4 days to get signage up at 28 and 29, barricades up that there's no sense, you know, the road is closed at Jackson and Walnut. So, that was amazing to me that it took that long. You know, I had told them we were going to shut it down with police cars. Mm-hmm. And so finally got some movement there, finally got the stoplights blinking red because they were not cycling and at Walnut and Columbia. and Walnut and Main, and so north and southbound traffic would have very little time to get through a green light. And so we finally got that flashing to red, I believe Wednesday night or Thursday morning, which has helped tremendously. It's just been, it's been kind of weird. It's a 5-day job, but it's obviously turning into 10, and I think they should have planned for a lot more.
It's just been one headache after the other, because once you think you got something done, something else pops up.
Yeah, I mean, the contaminated soil from the gas station, you know, that, you know, Frankfurt, you know how it is. We find oil on bridges, and you know how our mm-hmm. past projects have been.
Yep.
But, you know, the soil is sitting out on Walnut Street, and it's taking days. And I'm for environmental protections, but the longer that soil sits there in the rain, where do you think this water's going?
We know where it's going.
And so it makes no sense to me that it sits out there. And so hopefully by Friday morning, the contaminated soil is removed from Walnut Street at the, right in front of the Farmers Bank,
mm-hmm.
and then the intersection is open, and we can at least get westbound traffic going.
You know, to me, what I have found the worst is when you have two, three, four, five semis in a row going the same direction, and then they kind of just follow each other. And I think that's made it a bigger headache than what a lot of times it would be otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have a lot of semis. Once we cut it off, I mean, if you saw the jog, we had cut it off
mm-hmm.
to allow for local traffic. Well, then the semis were just going around our sign, so we hard closed it. And guess what? Now they try to go in the eastbound lane,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, and then they get down to Harrison Street at the jail, and they have nowhere to go.
Yep.
And so we get, you know, we have to deal with that. We spent a lot of time. I think since Monday of last week, we've had two or three additional officers on duty for traffic alone.
Well, I know. Monday night after the meeting, I witnessed two semis turning onto Hoke from Clinton, and there was no room. I was surprised they made it.
That yard there at that house, and I applaud them, because I don't think we've heard any complaints from that particular owner there, but. That side yard, which it's, you know, it is the easement, but they, you know, whether it's easement or not, homeowners take care of that.
Right.
And so that semis are tearing that, grass up. So hopefully
right.
we can do something for them when this is over.
What, now that you said you're working with the building authority and to get the police station going. So after that, what's your next big thing after that? Just get your plans ready to go and get it out for bid?
Yeah, next Thursday is our final building committee meeting to look at the construction documents, and then once that we sign off on that, the bid notices will go out, and I think they'll do a pre-bid meeting. Our architects, KGG, will do a meeting for prospective bidder contractors, and we hope to have this out 1st of May and then back to the Board of Works and Public Safety for a bid opening, I believe by the 20th of May.
Mm-hmm. And that would make things great if we get that thing if we just keep the same timeline that you want. It'd be great, because that way you can have it be ready to occupy it late in, you know, about fall of next year.
Yeah, we've kind of taken this one step at a time, and we knew the market was pretty out of whack on materials. We knew that wood had increased, and we focused on metal and masonry. But then as wood increases, people move to wood, or they move to metal and masonry, and now that price is
right.
Is increasing. And so, you know, when we shut this down back in March of 2020 because of COVID, I don't think anybody knew what the economy was going to do. Nobody knew where we were headed. And so I'm not upset that we had, you know, set back and made sure we could make this payment with our local economy, because most people forget that this tax was already raised 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
To pay for this police station. So one, we want to stay within that and not increase any taxes. So this police department will be built with no new taxes today. And we've used the last few years of that money to make some down payments, cash payments on some things.
So we're
making it work. It's just this building material is 17% increases.
Yeah, right.
It's made it to the point where we almost had to take a third of the building off.
Mm-hmm.
And wait and maybe do that part later.
I know, and what really impressed me also about the design is that there's about 12,000 square feet of expansion possibilities to the east for this building?
Yeah, we've the architects have added a location there. The way that wall is going to be built on the east wall, which will be our offices for our detectives and patrol offices, commander offices, that area can be easily changed to add on to the building. And so that's where future expansion, which my opinion is right now what we're getting is what we need, and I think it will help us even with annexation to the interstate. I don't need additional space. I think if that kind of explodes out there and there's more subdivisions and different businesses, I think eventually we would have to increase, whether it be as we get bigger, there's obviously opportunities for crime to increase.
Right.
And so you'll need more storage for evidence. You'll need more detectives and that kind of in those kind of positions. But right now, this building should take us, unless just something really, and I know there's a lot of optimism about this, the interstate, and we're going to plan to take over that road to the interstate, I believe, 2024. So we've got some years. I'll need some additional officers, patrol officers, but it won't change. It won't add to our building.
And do you think there's any concern about you guys coming out of that, coming out of the news station and turning east there on the interstate on 28? Because that traffic kind of is inconsistent and kind of gets heavy for now. And is that a problem, do you think, for you guys or not?
No, I mean, the two scenarios are, one, if it's an emergency call, we're going to have our lights on and give people a chance to stop and get us out. But I think with the addition of the stop line at 200 West, we feel that there'll be some breaks in traffic that
okay.
are not existing. You can right now when you go, we go to get gas just there by Escherman Tire
mm-hmm.
in the back there,
yeah.
Co-Alliance, and it you come out there at 4 o'clock, man, it takes some time, but because there's no breaks in traffic, so I think the stoplight we'd advocated for a roundabout. But they're going to go ahead and do a stoplight there, which stoplights don't always reduce crashes.
Right.
But we hope to have a break in traffic there, and I would guess that the speed limit gets reduced from 40 to 30.
Yeah, I would say that'd be wise right in that area, at least to that point anyway. Yeah.
And that'll be the plan for that.
Sky, anything else you want to bring up or talk about we haven't talked about yet?
Nope, that's all we have today. Hopefully, I know Jason Forsythe and I have been down here on this road, and I just do applaud our local people because our phones aren't ringing off the hook mm-hmm. about complaints, and people understand this is not our project, but it has become our problem,
and
we're working on it.
Yeah, I know. I've seen you guys very visible this week, and I applaud you guys for being out there right in the middle of it, so it's appreciated, believe me.
All right, we appreciate that.
All right, you take good care, and we will catch you later on, okay?
All right, guys, have a good day.
Thanks,
Scott. You too. That's Frankfort Police Chief Scott Shoemaker on Wylo's Party Line. Ken and I have about 12 minutes left in the program. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 659-3338 or 800-447-4463.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past 5 programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
We all love the stories of the one-hit wonders, but did you know it's just not an 80s thing? That's right. One and Duns have been recording music since Billboard started keeping track. Hi, I'm Dan Sweeney, host of One Hit Wonders, heard every Saturday here on WILO from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. I'll have the stories behind the songs and artists with a little trivia thrown in, too. Join me every Saturday morning at 10 for 2 hours of One Hit Wonders from your hometown classic hits, WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
The budget is a pretty simple idea. Here's a couple things. Your budget is you telling your money what to do instead of wondering where it went. All a budget is you're doing it on paper, on purpose, before the month begins. Every dollar has an assignment. Every dollar has a mission. Every dollar has a name before the month begins.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO. You say there's no sports and you're sick and tired of it? Well, we've got the perfect remedy for your sickness. Join Ken Hartman, host of our Saturday morning sports talk show, Inside the Huddle, from 9 to 10 a.m. We've got the perfect cure for those sports blues as we talk about local, statewide, and national sports each and every Saturday morning. In fact, you never know who might be on the show, from local coaches and athletes to national figures. So tune us in Saturday morning and get rid of those sports blahs. Inside the Huddle, every Saturday morning with Ken Hartman.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
All right, we got a lot to talk about here in the last 10 minutes. A couple things I want to bring to the table. Ken has a couple things for us, too. One is traffic.
Well,
is that right, Ken?
This is a road closure out in the county. County Road 700 North between State Road 29 and County Road 700 East will be closed for approximately 7 days for repair.
Okay.
So that's County Road 700 North between State Road 29 and County Road 700 East be closed for about 7 days.
All right.
The other thing is, and Rodney Juan brought this up yesterday, and just a reminder, the health department's going to be having a Moderna vaccine pop-up clinic on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's going to be out at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. You can register at ourshot.in.gov, and walk-ins are welcome.
All right. Rodney was telling us about that
yesterday.
Yes, he told us. All right, very good. If there's something on your mind, we got 10 minutes left in the program at 659-3338. We knew that after the Biden administration came on board and was voted in, if you want to believe that, they had an agenda. I mean, they're liberals. They're going to do liberal things. Couple things that I've been trying to keep an eye on was gun control, which we see moving through. Also illegal immigration, which is just in terrible shape. It's in shambles. Another one that I knew it was coming. I mean, heck, the Democrats told us they were going to do this if they won the presidency. That change might be coming to the nation's highest court because Democrats don't play fair. We know this. But they're in Congress, and they're taking the first steps today to expand the Supreme Court. Lawmakers are planning to introduce a bill to add 4 justices to the high court, bringing the total to 13. The fate of the measure is uncertain since Democrats have slim majorities in both chambers, thank God. And many lawmakers oppose such a move. I've heard some Democrats talk about this who actually have a little common sense, and they're saying, no, this is a terrible idea. So I'm hoping that is the majority. It's a terrible idea overall. It's just another way for Democrats to cheat. There's a conservative majority. They don't like it, so we're just going to change the rules again.
Well, Republicans did the same thing.
Not with the Supreme Court.
I just said overall they did.
No, this is much bigger.
They changed a lot of things nobody wanted to have done.
Yeah.
And one thing you need to understand, there's a story out there this morning that Biden's doing a lot of the things that Trump wanted to do but didn't get done.
I'd love to see that story.
Go to CNN, you'll find it.
That's the problem. It's CNN.
Well, then believe whatever the heck you want. That doesn't make any difference when it comes to politics. You're going to say and do whatever you believe anyway.
Well, as a lot of people will. So I don't know that that there's anything the Republicans have done that's quite like this with a Supreme Court. I mean, this is pretty heavy stuff, man.
I agree the Supreme Court should not be increased.
Yeah, yeah. So
I don't care who puts that out.
Yeah. So I would say that if it was the Republicans trying to do something stupid like that. Hey, Rochelle, good morning.
Well, they're passing everything without even asking the Republicans with that or that special thing that they have where they don't have to.
That's right. The super super majority.
This passed yesterday. Everyone in the country that has children from from below 7 will get a check for $300, and above 7 to 17 will get a check for $215.
I think
they don't know if it's going to be weekly or if it's going to be biannually. For what?
Right? I have no clue. I haven't even seen that. So, oh my gosh, yeah, no.
What?
Well, I don't know.
Sort of people, you know, if I was a host of this show, people would call in and say, "How dare you? Those precious children need this." Well, those precious families that have precious mothers and fathers that have chose to stay on unemployment and collect all that money so they don't have to go back to work.
Yes.
Are the problem, not the precious children.
Well, I agree with that 110%. And I'll say that. So if anyone wants to call up and have a problem with that, give us a call.
They made it, this country made it so easy for people to stay home.
Yes.
It's almost like they want us, this country to start. Scary, isn't it? That they almost want us to start listening
and depending on
the government for everything we have?
Yes, they don't want us to have a job and be successful.
No.
I knew that they would try to pack the court. Hopefully there's enough Democrats with some common sense who won't allow that to happen. But I missed the dollar amounts you were talking about yesterday, Rochelle. But I did see this morning that a House committee late yesterday advanced legislation that was first introduced in 1989 that will study the issue of awarding reparations to descendants of slaves.
Yes. Yes.
So
yes, they're bringing that back up. Yes.
There's a bill that's going to consider a quote unquote national apology.
Okay. Well, then you know what? I have my family tree cleared back to the Mohawk Indians that were here when the Dutch came and turned them into Christians. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I want reparation for every piece of land that they came and took from my family.
Exactly.
If we're going to give reparation, and I'm not saying that it was fair. I'm not saying what happened to black people was fair.
Right, no,
it was
me
not
neither.
Fair. But, you know, what we're talking about is 21 generations ago.
Yes.
You know?
I never owned slaves, and any African Americans I know today were never enslaved.
No, I couldn't get her to do anything, so that doesn't work at all. She's not my slave, believe me. Believe me.
Right, right.
Anything you own anymore doesn't want to work.
No, that's true. True. But I don't know where this stands. The measure is going to need 10 Republican votes to pass the Senate, but no Republicans so far.
Nobody's standing up. The whole Republican
that.
Party's not standing up. It's just like they're standing back and letting all this happen.
I know. With the Democrats having the majority, though, there's not a lot they can do.
Well, that's what I think. The Republicans are going, what can we do? The Democrats have the majority, but at least fight.
Yeah, issue a press release or something.
Yeah, yeah. Make it look like you don't, what's going on doesn't, you don't like, and you matter with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, there's some. If I was young, I would have and know what I know today. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
I would try my best to be in politics and try to be somebody in the higher up there that really has an outlook for this country rather than an outlook for myself.
Yeah, where you could actually make some real change.
Yes.
Yeah.
They say one person can't do it, but I think if one person had the guts to move. And get people behind them, you could get stuff done.
Well, you look at Trump. I mean, he was able to do that, not being a politician.
That's right. He wasn't a politician at all. He made people think.
Yeah, and boy, when he started talking about doing some things, that got the pushback real quick.
Well,
the wonderful part about it was
it got done.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like the day that this group came in, they started just signing everything away that he ever thought of doing.
Mm-hmm.
It was like
he signed all the executive orders.
When he
yeah.
came in, he did that to Obama.
He did, you know? But I saw where Biden had signed like three times as many executive orders first week as Trump did.
Well, poor old guy, they probably, but I'm sure he doesn't know what he's signing.
No,
they just lay it in front of him and go, here, sign this, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Rochelle.
Well. That's my point of the program, and I don't know. We're our hope. We need some hope.
Yeah.
You know.
We do need some hope. Well, we can hope for midterm elections.
There you go.
One good start.
Yeah. Have a great day, guys.
You too, right, Rochelle. You too. Appreciate that. Ken, thanks, man.
All right.
And thank you for joining us, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors. They are Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Simple Time Antiques, Clinton County Daily News.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Ken and I'll be back with the, what is it tomorrow, Ken? Friday, finally?
Mm-hmm.
All right, the finally Friday edition of Party Line, back tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from Wilo.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.